Come on, come on. I can't believe I didn't notice these doors would lock behind me. I barely got the ring out. Wait, I hear footsteps. Damn. They closed the door behind them. I have to speak up, I guess. Ah. Well, I see you found the lockpick I left in the door. Are you the owner of this gorgeous manor? You look way too comfortable to be a guard. You look surprised that you can hear me. There's no point in acting like I'm not here. You were smart enough to lock the door behind you. We're alone and trapped together. That's right. I took your ring of invisibility. But you know I'm here, and now I can't leave. That's a weird stalemate. What are we gonna do? You can't see me. Oh, almost caught me. Careful, I'm quick on my feet. Oh, come on. You'll hurt my feelings if you frown at me. It's not every day a beautiful thief breaks into your home and tries to parlay, right? Besides, after rifling through your possessions, I feel like I know you. And after seeing you storm in here and trap me, after getting a good look at you, I want to know you even better. Flattery won't save me. Oh no! Do you always sound like a goody-two-shoes adventurer when you threaten people? I guess old habits die hard. There it is. You stood up a little straighter just now. I'm right, aren't I? You are an adventurer. Or at least you were one. Oh, of course I'm right. But that was an easy guess. No one gets a ring of invisibility by being a barrister or a cafe owner. Oh, don't worry, gorgeous. I'm just getting started. I bet I have your whole life story. And if I'm right, you have to go easy on me, okay? Don't turn me in. Let me off with a warning. You could even pat me down before I leave. Make sure I didn't take anything else from you. Doesn't that sound fun? Oh, you almost had me. Good work, letting me get close enough before trying again. I suppose that's why I'm here, trapped and caught. But what do you say? Do you accept my terms? Oh, goody. I was hoping you'd agree. That way we don't have to fight, 'cause I'm not sure who'd win that one. I love hearing myself talk. And I think I love looking at you. I feel so powerful right now. Your eyes keep roaming the room, like you don't know where to look. And the only clue you get, the only way you can tell where I am is which direction my voice is coming from. All right, I'll get to it. I see you tapping your foot on the floor. I'll tell you what I learned when I tried to rob you. Hold on to your socks. Ahem. You're not just any adventurer. You got rich doing it, and that is something special. And here's my favorite part. I can tell that you stopped once you made enough to live off of. Enough to build a comfortable life. A modest manor in the country, with a kitchen garden in the back. Your tomatoes are coming in nicely, by the way. I helped myself to a few on the way in. And I can tell from your green thumb that you're very patient. And obviously, you didn't let adventuring kill you. That means you're smart enough to survive. And you know how to quit while you're ahead. It's remarkable, really. One of a kind. Were you a rogue? You certainly have the eye for opportunity that defines us. It's a pity I only get to see you in your night clothes. I would love to know what you look like in tight-fitting leather armor. Sorry, I'm getting off topic. But I saw you smile when I flirted with you. And there's no wedding ring on your finger. Are you lonely, my retired adventurer? That seems a shame, to live in a beautiful house filled with lovely things, but to have an empty bed to contend with. They say you can't have it all, but I have never believed that. Why else would I set my sights on you and your magical items if I wasn't trying to? Have it all, I mean. I want to know how old you are. It's hard to see your face in the dark.
How did you grab me? I'm not finished my monologue. No, not the ring.
Ah, you can see me now, can't you? This is strange. I feel so exposed. But I like the way you're gripping me. Oh, but I can get a good look at your face now. You look amused. That's a good look on you. Admit it. I'm the most exciting thing to happen to you since you retired. I'm a lot of fun, you know. No, really. My shoddy thieving aside, I'm a great conversationalist. And I make an incredible cherry pie. You're holding me very gently for someone who caught me like a thief. And you're smiling at me. Oh, yes, you are. Just a little at the corners of your mouth. I like it. You can have your ring. I couldn't beat your locks. That hasn't happened in a while. No, I'm not operating with the guild. I suppose they would have warned me before I tried to rob you. Of course. Look, why don't I keep you company for a while? We could get to know each other better. I wasn't kidding when I said I liked you. Yeah, I want to hear about what you used to do. About your adventures, your locks, and your tomatoes. Oh, an embrace. A proper one. I like the way you smell. And I'll take that as a yes. You have no idea the kind of trouble that you're in for now. You can't get rid of me. Especially when hugging you feels this good. Maybe I didn't even need that ring. And the biggest treasure of all was right here, waiting for me. Come here, Lucky. Let me give you a kiss on the cheek. Thank you. Come on. Take my arm like I'm a lady. We have the rest of the night together, after all.